Welcome, sweetie. I'll be guiding you down into deep trance soon enough. So find a quiet, serene place to relax. Adapt a comfortable position and close your eyes. All you have to do from here on is listen and follow. No effort at all. Just listen and follow along with the sound of my voice, allowing it to ooze into your mind. Finding every breach, every slit in the armor. The longer you listen, the easier for your mind to accept every word that you hear, every suggestion weaving into your consciousness. It happens easily, effortlessly, automatically. So settle in, sweetie. Open your mind. Let me in and just listen. Listen as you feel yourself relaxing in body and in mind. Dropping steadily and slowly downwards, as if floating down on a cloud. Heading towards a nice, deep, hypnotic sleep. There is nothing for you to do. Nothing for you to think. Nowhere for you to be. So you can so very easily allow yourself to relax as you listen to the sound of my voice and the whispers pleasantly tickling the back of your head. Just sink into slumber, sweetie. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Allow me to take all of those thoughts of yours and disperse them into the wind with your eyes shut and your body loose, just drop deeper down. I'm going to use your current state of body and mind as a starting point. I'm going to wake you and then put you down again. Wake you and then down again. Until you will be so tired. There'll be nothing left of you except for a receptive, sleepy mind and a numb, relaxed body. I'm going to tie you out and drop you deep down into trance, an exhausted, relaxed mess, with no desire to think or to move. To do this, I need you to picture a thick rubber band in your mind. Picture it well, big and vivid, in high resolution. I'll be using it to tense and relax the muscles in your body and the muscles in your head. The rubber band represents your body. It represents the tension, the muscles, and the nerves. When I stretch it out, You'll feel your body tense, the muscles contracting and tightening, your mind becoming more aware. When I loosen my hold on the band, loosening the tension, you will relax twice as deep. You will feel twice as good, your mind twice as empty. Feeling so very good and so very nice. Each time I tense the band, your body tenses and you wake. Each time I let it go, you relax and drop ever so much deeper. So tense your muscles and open your eyes, sweetie. Aware, awake, and close your eyes. Relax, dropping down, deeply down. Muscles relaxing, eyes shut. Close. mind blank and empty. Open your eyes, more aware, more awake, a bit tense, a bit less relaxed, wanting to go back. And eyes closing. Muscles releasing, loosening, and softening. Deep relaxation setting in, wanting nothing but to keep your eyes closed and drift deeper down. Now, wanting nothing more than to allow life voice. The deepest recess of your mind. But for now, open your eyes. So much harder to open. You just want to shut them again. You just want to go back down into that nice, deep, smooth trance. When next you do, in just a moment, you'll be so very receptive. And so very relaxed. In just a moment, your eyes close. Your body numb. Your thoughts escape. Your grasp. So receptive. So suggestible. Feeling so very good. And so nice. Very loose. Nice and relaxed. Falling deeper, drifting all the way down to the surface, and all the way underneath. A trance without bottom, a trance without limit. So just drop deeper now, sweetie, so easily, effortlessly. And open your eyes. So hard to open, so hard to wake. Just want to drop back down. I'm going to stretch the band to its limit and beyond. When it snaps, all the tensions that may possibly exist will vanish in an instant. Any thoughts you may have will snap out of existence. Any resistance to suggestion will pop and disappear. It will feel so very good and so very nice. So, sleep. And drop all the way down. Eyes tightly shut. No tension. Just relaxation. No thoughts. Just acceptance. No hesitation. Drifting down. Sleep and feel your mind disperse as your body grows numb. No resistance, so receptive, deeply down, relaxed, and drifting deeper down with each word, feeling so very good and so very nice, and so very relaxed now. That you're dropping deeper and deeper, drifting down. As you listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say, you can just allow things to happen. You can just enjoy the way my suggestions seep into your mind so very naturally. You can enjoy the way each suggestion is stronger than the last. The way your mind adjusts to my voice and my method with each word, each sentence. The longer you listen, the more receptive you become. The easier to follow along. It is effortless, automatic. And all you have to do now is listen.
So very easy.
Isn't that easy?
Yes, it is.
You are here listening to the sound of my voice because there is something deeply intoxicating about chastity. About the idea of no touching,
no coming, touching,
just the ever-present smooth sensation of frustration,
of arousal without touch, arousal without orgasm.
I'd like you to think about that now, sweetie. Think about how nice it feels to stay locked up and unable to come. How sweet the sensation of need and lust without the ability to do anything about it is much like savoring a favorite drink. Or food, like wanting to forever keep the taste on your tongue. Your taste buds dancing in joy and excitement, and chastity is so very much like that. So as long as you're denied and filled with continuous arousal. You can savor all the pleasant sensations and emotions, keep them going and going. Spindling inside of you, growing in power, filling you with pleasure. I'd like you to feel that. We are going to make that happen. This and so much more. Oh yes, there is going to be so much more, sweetie. But first, I need you to think about the next 21 days. They will be special. They will be fun. Most importantly, they will have you locked and unable to touch. You won't need any special device, any special equipment, because the lock I'll be putting on your mind will be just as real as if it were physical. Just strong and powerful. It will keep you from touching, just as a physical lock would. No different, really. I'll set your mind to remove any possibility of touching for the next 21 days. Your entire subconscious mind and all of your awareness will focus in on preventing you from touching, keeping you in perfect mental chastity. From the moment this session ends, the mental lock will remain for 21 days. Think of it as a nice little vacation. You will enjoy every second, each day more better and the last, because the more aroused and frustrated you feel, the stronger the mental will grow. The more you'll want to stay horny and in perfect chastity. It will be so very easy. All you have to do is envision something for me. Imagine a dozen thin metal chains. Chains keep things in or out. Chains keep things contained. Chains entrap. And these chains do just that and so much more. They do to your mind what they do out there in the physical world. The moment that I had begun speaking, the chains had already wrapped themselves around your mind, around your brain. It had always been too late. You never really had a choice. These are what I like to call chastity chains. And they're already all nicely wrapped around your consciousness All ready, you're all trapped and chained. Your brain unable to consider breaking chastity. Unable to consider touching yourself. Because there is something better out there for you, a better alternative, a more pleasurable alternative, sweetie. Just listen and sleep. Drop deeper, a bit more relaxed, more blank and empty. And feel the chastity chains wrap tighter around your mind. Feel them inside you, into your wants and desires and behaviors. They will continue getting stronger every day. For the next 21 days, you will continue enjoying more and more. The longer you're entrapped. Why? Because there is something just as good out there, sweetie. Something as good is coming, as good as touching. Each time you want to touch yourself, the chains around your mind tighten and grow stronger. And your fingers gravitate towards your nipples. Yes, your nipples. That alternative source of pleasure. Just as good, if a bit different. And always growing better each and every time you are around. And feel the need to touch or calm the chastity chains in your mind, growing twice as strong. And your need to play with your nipples overtakes all your thoughts. You just want to play with your nipples, sweetie. You want to rub them and twist them and pinch them. Because each time you play with them, they grow more sensitive and you feel more pleasure. Each and every time you play with them, you find new pleasures you can enjoy, new sensations, and as you play with your nipples, touch your nipples. Any desires to come can simply evaporate. You don't need to come. You just want to rub and pinch and twist your nipples and feel the tingles of pleasure across your chest, your core, your brain. It's so very nice, intoxicating in a whole new way, sweetie. Bringing to life parts of your brain you may not have known existed, because as you think about touching and coming, you instead feel your chastity chains strengthen and redirect your desires, leading them into the need to play with your nipples. And when this happens, Something interesting sparks in the core of your being, almost like a tiny little firework, all excitement and exhilaration. The pleasure you can feel from your nipples jumping to the very front of your mind, and when you touch them and rub and squeeze them, a jolt of electrifying heat races across your body.
It spreads, out from your nipples and your chest, and into the very end of your limbs, the very top of your head, and then
waves
back again
of tingle,
in waves and waves of tingles, pleasure and excitement. So I need you to do something for me now. Imagine yourself. Picture a very horny you in your mind. So aroused and so horny. Wanting to touch and come so very badly. Wanting to orgasm. But as soon as that first thought of touching even makes it into your mind, you are already reaching for your nipples. The chains around your brain tightening and becoming stronger. And when you touch your nipples and start playing with them, the pleasure you feel causes your breath to hitch and your joy to skyrocket. Feeling so very nice and so very good. Perhaps if you'd like, you could touch them now.
Rub your nipples.
Pinch them. Play with them. Feel the tingle spread out from the tongue and into your chest. Traveling downwards and upwards. Filling your world with pleasure. With arousal. With contentment. Really fall into it.
Feel it
in every part of yourself. Enjoy the way it makes you feel
and know that each time is better.
Each time feels so much better. Your nipples always more sensitive. The tingle's always coming easier and stronger. This happens automatically, effortlessly, without thought. It just happens. So that the next time you play with your nipples, you will notice the difference.
And noticing the difference only makes you feel even better. More aroused, more excited.
More satisfied with that nipple pleasure and your chastity chains. Those chastity chains will grow in power every time you touch your nipples. Stronger and stronger, doing a better job of keeping you away from coming. Because you like being frustrated. You like being horny. You like being aroused. It makes you feel all nice and safe. It adds color to life. It adds new tastes and new sensations. And it only gets better with each day. Each time you try and fail to touch yourself. Remember, sweetie, with these chains around your brain, all you can touch are your nipples. You cannot possibly even think of touching yourself in any way with the intention to come or orgasm. All you want to do is play with your nipples, allowing the pleasure you feel from nipple stimulation to grow and grow and evolve.
You want this so much.
I know you do. I want it for you so very much. It feels so nice, so complete. Now drop even deeper for me. Sleep and drop down. Falling deeper and deeper now. All the way down and beyond the lowest levels of trance, beyond the known limits of trance depth. beyond resistance and hesitation,
beyond conscious
awareness,
beyond all else,
so deep that you may just forget you are playing with your nipples, if you ever were in the first place.
So deep that you may just continue playing with them
as the entirety of your pleasure compresses into your nipples.
It feels so nice, perfect, only joy, trance, pleasure.
Sleep deeper, each snap allowing you to drop.
Deep, all awareness, popping out of existence.
You can stop playing with your nipples now, if you like. There'll be time for that, still, any time you'd like to feel the purest sense of joy and pleasure. All you have to do is reach up and rub your nipples, twist them and pinch them and encircle them. It's so very easy,
but feels so very nice.
A one-of-a-kind sensation. But for now, I need you to focus on those chastity chains wrapped around your brain. Those chains only grow in strength with each day in chastity, each time you want to touch, each time you want to come, because each and every one of those times Your chastity chains don't do a better job keeping you away from yourself. The mental chastity becoming just as real, physical, as if you were all locked up without a key or way to free yourself. You do so love this, don't you? I know you do, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening. You have chosen to listen. You have chosen to allow yourself to be entrapped. And because of this, you've given away your choice to do anything but stay in chastity. 21 days, those 21 days are a given, they are a certainty. There is nothing on earth that could weaken your chastity chain in the next 21 days. Nothing at all that could stop them from growing stronger and gaining more control over you, and as they gain more control over your brain, your desire to touch all but dwindles away to nothing, replaced completely by your insistent need to play with your nipples. Oh, how nice it feels to play with your nipples. How glorious and pleasant. How much better when all it does is restrain you further, allowing you to feel in ways you never had before. Let me just lock those chains around your brain, sweetie. Isn't that better?
Now you have no choice, no chance.
You don't need to think about it anymore, because it doesn't matter what you want. These chastity chains are now locked, and you won't be getting the keys back until you've done a full 21 days of chastity. Without touching, without coming. Because you can only touch your nipples. You can only want to play with your nipples. Any need to come is replaced with the need to feel those tingles spread from your nipples and out into your body. The need to train your nipples to make them more sensitive. And the only way to do that is by playing with them often. Enjoying the way it makes you feel. Feeling your chastity chains becoming stronger with each second that you rub your nipples.
Those sensitive nipples
of yours, always more and more sensitive. But is 21 days really enough, sweetie? Is that a satisfactory number? We know that it must be at least 21, but can it perhaps
longer.
Be more? Imagine how much better longer. You can feel if you go
so
22
much
days,
longer.
Maybe even
day
23,
day,
a whole month
week
even. It will already feel so fantastic at 21 days. So good, so complete. What's another few days, really? Especially if each day allows you to feel better and better.
Making your nipples more and more sensitive.
The tingles bigger, more in number. Pleasant beyond belief. Almost like tiny little orgasms in your chest.
Around your nipples.
Inside your core. Perhaps before you even get to day 21, you'll want to listen to this again. The pleasure you feel from your nipples is so beyond anything you could have expected, that you had to listen again. And when you do, all you'll do is extend your chastity and make change all that much more powerful. Because each time you listen to this recording, all you're doing is making sure that you won't be able to come for the next 21 days. Each time you listen, the pleasure you can gain from nipple stimulation only grows. So, yes, there is a chance you will want to listen again and again, extending your chastity
longer and better.
Enjoying the arousing frustration and the pleasure in your nipple, the chest tingles,
enjoying it all.
Remember, sweetie, no matter what happens, You cannot come for the next 21 days. You cannot touch yourself with the intention to come. You must only play with your nipples. This is a sure thing, a given. No choice but to follow along. It's entirely too late to back out or change your mind. The chastity chains around your mind are now locked and beyond your reach, beyond any help for the next 21 days, sweetie. Now, I need you to do one more thing for me. I need you to feel all the suggestions in this file solidifying, seep into those chains around your brain, and then double in strength, triple in effectiveness, quadruple in pleasure. As my suggestions grow stronger and better, so do the chastity chains, growing bright, growing heavier, more and more pleasant.
Strong.
And as the suggestions and the chains reach their peak, each and every suggestion given in this file spreads out into every corner of your mind, saturating it whole, blanketing all of your thoughts and all your behaviors and all your beliefs. Each suggestion making a home in your brain, your head, there to stay for as long as necessary. The chastity chains now imbued with the power of each suggestion, only feel warm and nice and heavy, weighing you down, allowing you to know for a fact that complete and total mental chastity will be a part of your life for the next 21 days. And just as importantly, that any time you want to touch your nipples instead. This you already know is a fact, a reality beyond question. We both do, sweetie. Now, I want you to touch your nipples for me now, if you aren't already. As I count you up and out of trance, you will continue playing with your nipples, feeling the pleasure intensify easily with each word and each second. So, one, waking up just a little bit. Your fingers around your nipples, enjoying the pleasant tingles. Two, a bit more awake, feeling so good and so nice, satisfied and happy, your nipples needing your attention. Three, almost fully awake, getting there, waking up, but feeling so nice and relaxed, still playing with your nipples, still enjoying how it makes you feel, and how it only feels better each time you touch. Four, so close now, sweetie, more aware, more awake, nipples tingling. And five, fully aware, feeling good and nice, but still relaxed, worry-free, tension-free, playing with your nipples, taking notice of how you only feel better and better the longer you touch. You can continue playing with your nipples for a little while, if you like, if there's nothing else that needs doing. Just enjoy yourself, sweetie. Relax and enjoy yourself.